Amazing. So the first week in July, we took a team of 8 who might be appearing behind you. Yay! That's our amazing team. We took to Zimbabwe for a week. We spent 3.5 days in Bulawayo, which is the second main city in the country, spending some time helping the church with culture stuff, and we ran a Heaven Touches Earth conference there for 2 nights. And then we went up to Harare, which is the main city, for about 3 days, and ran a Heaven Touches Earth conference there. So I've just asked some of the guys to share some quick stories. So Philby.
Thanks. So as Sue said, we went to Bulawayo first, and I have to say it was probably one of my favourite parts of the trip, because we got to connect with the local church there and with individuals. And I've actually got to, one of the things that I love to do is pray people through to freedom. So I got opportunity to pray with 4 different people for some long sessions of just praying through some stuff. And they just, it was amazing what God did, and just the freedom that people got as they walked out of the room. They walked in so heavy and left the room just lighter, and was just so much hope and faith and moving on. So it was just so exciting. But one of my highlights of the trip was we got to go and visit a project out in the bush called Ebenezer, where they're teaching, I think it's young local people, farming skills. And we got an opportunity to meet with the staff there, but we also got an opportunity to meet with the apprentices who had just arrived the day before. And so we were in this big mud hut, and Julian preached to them, and it was just incredible. They just were soaking it up, and we got to see, I think there was at least 7 people healed of things. Like, there was like a wrist and a back and a knee, and there were all issues that were restricting them from doing work. So it was amazing that they got the healing, because they were like, I can get on with the work. It was amazing. We had at least 20 people respond to the gospel. We're not sure how many in the first time, but 20. It was amazing. And there were numbers of them just set free from fear and just emotional pain from upbringing that they'd had. It was just an incredible, it was only 30 minutes, and it was the most amazing 30 minutes of my life.
So I think that was an incredible part of the trip, but I loved, just throughout the whole week, we got to pray with people. So it was a conference setting, and they'd be singing and then preaching, and then we'd be doing ministry stuff. And we just got to pray with so many people, and just kind of help them receive more of God and find joy and peace and loads more healings and things like that. One of my favorite bits was, I think Julian shared a word of knowledge about someone with depression. And there was a lady there who'd lost her husband 3 years ago and been struggling with depression ever since. And just as I got to pray with her, she met with God, and she was laughing and full of joy. The next day I saw her, and she had a new hairdo, and she was just so bright and alive. It was wonderful. So that was fun. I got to pray with another guy, a friend of ours, who he's been in a wheelchair for 9 years after a car accident. And we were praying that he would be able to walk. But we didn't see that, but he felt a tingling down his spine, which is the first time he'd experienced that since the car accident. And he got increased strength in his tricep, which is a whole new thing. We're just celebrating that, and yeah, that was lots of fun.
The conference up in Harare, it was just amazing to see so many get emotional healing as well as physical healing. And we had one girl come up and share a story of how for years she found her identity in being an academic, and just who she was wasn't enough, and she had to be kind of an A-grade student. And she shared how for the first time she realised who she was enough, and just felt real freedom for, yeah, just who God had made her to be. Towards the end of the conference, Simon got a whole load of guys to come up and share what God had done physically in them. And a lady shared who had been healed of asthma and lived in a number of stories in a flat, and how she always had to use her inhaler to get up to her flat, but for the first time ever that night she didn't have to. Another lady shared how she had fallen out of a tree about 13 years before and had pain in her back, and for the first time she had free movement and was pain-free. So it was a phenomenal time of just impacting the nation, seeing lives changed, and it was a real privilege.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, guys.